Get him.
Welcome, folks. Y'all come on in and make yourself at home. This here? Well, this is the Rolling Thunder Podcast, your home for all things Rolling Thunder. This episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast is presented by Mossy Oak Camouflage, because everything is better in Bottomland. And Lucky Duck Premium Decoys, masters of deception.
All right, y'all hold it down for just a second. Folks, welcome. This is episode 7 of the Rolling Thunder Podcast. We are sitting on the back porch in Hazelhurst, Georgia. Got a couple special guests. I didn't know they had rednecks in Hazelhurst that could count this high.
Well, we did take all our shoes and socks off, Spencer.
Yeah,
so we're doing a little well.
This clicker thing goes up to 4 digits, which you'll get most traditional turkey rounds. Pretty excited. I'm joined by my buddy Trey Sears.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Spencer?
They can't even see on the podcast that we're shaking hands.
Oh, but they know it, though, deep down.
And over here on my right, we got Trey's daddy, Mr. Bobby.
A.K.A. Hey, hey.
Yeah. And there's the brains over there, Mr. Jimmy. He wear camouflage to work every day like
every
that.
Every day, snake boots, don't matter if it's 105 or 45.
I asked him,
every day.
I said, did you get one this morning? He said, I didn't go. I said, I really like that guy. He's got on black suspenders, camouflage head to tail.
And a Smith Love and it.
Yes, sir.
Just in case. If they run out of toilet paper at the Dollar General, you always
got to be. Oh, me. We are on the back porch shooting guns. And we just got trips dialed in, 314 pellets in a 10-inch circle. That's doing it.
Well, by my math, Mr. Spencer, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You'll make it to the Hall of Fame all day with those numbers, Spencer.
I said, Mr. Jimmy, what's that going to look like at 20 yards? And he said, about like a softball. And I went, we don't need any tears in the turkey woods Saturday. Let's widen her up just a little bit.
Exactly.
But we bumped it from a 560. It's a little Benelli M2 20 gauge.
It's a hammer.
Yeah, we bumped it from a 560 up to a 575, and that put like 240 something in 10 inches at 40. So that ought to be.
And it gave you a much more forgiving 20.
Yeah, exactly. Because truth be told, I'm probably not going to let Tripp draw down on one at at 40 yards. He's going to have to be pretty boogered. in order to do that, but
well, you do make calls for a living, Spencer. So
yeah, it doesn't.
I can see you can. Right. You do have a little,
need to rein them on
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you got a little expertise in that.
I don't know if I got any expertise, but you got to keep the marketing alive.
There you go. It's all if you ain't marketing, you ain't trying.
What about these guys right here? We're down here. They got the Chasing Spring guys with us.
I know. I'm really impressed with these guys. You know, they came with, you know, open hearts, full journals, pencils, papers.
They are not journal writers, Trey. That's my thing.
I think they're trying to take a little bit from you there, Spencer. We were sitting there this morning, and he took the barometric pressure. He was taking the temperature. Pendergrass said, yes, I can feel it in my bones.
Mm.
He said, I believe it's just a majestic morning, he told me.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get this off the old journal writing for just a second. I'm going to deflect here. But we had Austin had a lapel mic on Pender this morning. And I'm telling you, it'll never see the light of day. That audio will get muted down, but it was. he was quivering.
Oh, I'm telling you, I didn't know if it was the coronavirus or he was excited, boys. I'm telling you. I was sitting beside him. His thermosel was smoking. It looked like he had a pack of palm moles.
Speaking of thermosels, good Lord, do y'all have some bugs down here?
Yes, sir. We grow them well down here.
I would highly recommend that people thinking about coming to Georgia, they stay in North Georgia.
Above Macon.
There's not many turkeys down here anyways.
No, Lord.
And there's a lot of bugs. I mean.
More bugs than turkeys, for sure.
I'm telling you. All right, so we got Tripp dialed in. We're trying to get them dialed in. They're shooting the Rattays this spring,
yes,
and they've done a good job.
Even though you're whispering, we can still hear you.
Yeah, we better hit the old mute button. What'd
you
say?
This old guy, he's like, hey, they'll never see me.
Well, you said he couldn't see us. I don't.
We didn't say they couldn't hear you, though.
Oh, Lord. That's so funny. So they're shooting Rattays, and they're shooting Bosses, the Boss shot shells, which
yes.
is
yes.
is that copper coated TSS? Is that how that works?
There's different kinds. They send Mr. Pendergrass and Mr. Jeff a bunch of shells. You know, so we're kind of running through the gamut. You know, seeing
trying
what works,
them out.
What
yep.
does if it's copper plated bismuth or straight TSS. You know, we're gonna set them up.
Yep. And so Mr. Bobby can chime in here if you want to. But when we first started. But Pender and Lovey said they were going to shoot their turkeys close this year because they're trying to get good footage, and they wanted something open, like mm-hmm. a big open choke. And y'all kept saying, no, they need to shoot a turkey choke, need to shoot a turkey. And they're like, no, we really just want something open. But correct me if I'm wrong, but the turkey choke shot a better pattern than the open choke, even really at the close stuff, right? I mean, once you've got that pattern dialed in, am I saying that the right way?
That's correct. If you are trying to, that's what we call achieve a better hunting pattern, like something that's pretty much evenly dispersed on 20-inch instead of that hard 10-inch core,
mm-hmm.
you could still do it with our turkey tube, just like you saw with the duck tube. The numbers were okay, and it worked well,
mm-hmm.
but you weren't achieving the goal that is set by shooting nines and getting the numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
You were losing too many anyway.
I got you.
So even though we choked it down, we didn't go so far that they lost their hunting pattern,
right.
but they still got as many pellets as you could possibly get.
I got you. Well, I don't. We're gonna have to get him another Sharpie in a minute. He's gonna run out of ink.
Yes, sir. He's put a lot of miles on that.
Good
specific
Lord.
One there. It's it needs its oil changed. If you can tell, it's getting a little thin.
I would say he's gonna need a new spring in that clicker, and
oh,
some
well,
more.
We just got
more,
it back
good.
From the shop.
Can anybody see that out?
Just so y'all know, that's
hold it up to the microphone, Mr. Bobby, so I can see it real good.
That's a new transmission in that thing we just put
in there.
Oh,
Lord.
New axles, everything. That thing will click like a Corvette, son.
So we roll in last night. We have a little dinner, and Trey says, you know, we got it off the whole plan, you know, ironed out and everything.
Oh, yes.
And you know, I'm going to be honest. I've been a lot of places. I burned up the road. I've never been with you. But I've heard people say, you know, we got four over here, we got six over here, we got two over here, we got 27 over here. I mean, people say all different things, and I've learned to kind of keep my expectations down low.
Exactly.
And this morning I went with Mr. Bobby, and Pender and Lovey went with you.
Me and the Chasing Spring fellas.
That's right. And so y'all had Austin, we had Dylan and Cody, and I mean, I don't know what the you got y'all okay. Go ahead.
I'm coming to bat right here. We have Lovey. He is shooting I believe that is a 665 or 655, Spencer. I'm not.
It looks like a 650.
A 650. Excuse me. Oh. He's batting 500 against the lefties right here with the ball shot shells.
Now,
let's see what the young stud has coming here. This coronavirus has us commentating shooting sports now.
He's sitting on a fastball. I believe.
I could see it coming.
I wonder if these here headphones have any audio.
I don't know. We're about to be dead.
I meant us.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to amplify it through the microphone.
Huh?
Woo!
I couldn't hear you there. What'd you say, Spencer?
It is.
He hit that one out of the park, folks. I'm just going to tell you.
All right, I'm going to go back to this morning, so it's starting to break light. And I'll be dang if, you know, Cody said, I think they're going to be right over there. I mean, I don't know what rich folks do, Trey, but we parked about 200 yards from the roostery. I knew we was close because we turned that last corner and Cody flipped the lights off. And then we got out and he had the interior lights off. And I thought, good Lord, we must be really in here tight.
I will say we had everybody had a great morning. It doesn't always happen like that. But we've kind of put in the legwork to kind of.
Well, I appreciate
kinda
that.
Kind of have them hemmed up in
yeah.
a few places,
yeah.
you know. And even if you still have them hemmed up, it's not a guarantee that it all works
well,
out the same way. But
I don't know that I've ever been somewhere where we both shot right off the roost, just textbook. I mean, birds roosted right where y'all thought they were. They flew down. They walked right up the road to both of us. Mm-hmm. Shot them both in a logging road. Now, mine and Mr. Bobby's, they come in pretty quick, and they were tight. And they got about 25 yards, and Mr. Bobby elbowed me. He said, "Now, Spence, let him thin out just a little bit." Yeah, I could tell he was a little worried. I was going to spray and pray up in there.
He was going to kill the whole flock.
Now, I watched the footage. I was a little scared, too, Spence. Just so you know, I said, thank God they put a little distance in between those four.
Oh, so we went boom, boom, and then y'all went boom. And, I mean, by the time y'all could get us on the telephone, we could get y'all on the telephone. Here we had
this
three
is,
big
this
old gobblers
is not
dead.
A lie. Before I could even text y'all a picture of us, you know, just harvesting the bird. Y'all had just texted me.
Yeah.
Two of them. I said, well, these rascals have beat us to the punch.
Unreal. Unreal. And then, as if that wasn't good enough, here we are in the toilet paper pandemic of 2020, coronavirus. Me and your daddy run to the grocery store. We're going to pick up a few things
for
lunch. The
old Piggly Wiggly, sponsored by
and got a hot tip.
He got a hot tip from a young lady in there.
Yes, she does work in the pork chop department. I'm pretty proud of her. Her name's Ethel.
She leaned into Mr. Bobby and she said, there's toilet paper at the Dollar General. And Mr. Bobby looked at me, and this morning he had zero toilet paper.
Oh,
I had to loan him some I stole from a truck stop in Florida a couple weeks ago.
We've done dipped into my youngin's baby wipes around here. I'm telling you, it's awful.
I'm down to one set of socks.
Yeah.
And they both different
colors. So here we roll down to the Dollar General, and we get three cases of toilet paper. And we're walking out, and your daddy says, I don't know which one's more rare, that all three of us shoot a gobbler right off the roost, just textbook, or that we got three cases of toilet paper this morning.
Well, it does help when you and Spencer, you and Daddy walk in there with some weaponry now on your side. These two, both y'all took the pistols like, y'all got toilet paper? Yes, sir, we have lots of toilet paper.
Your daddy said, how are we going to find that toilet paper? I said, let's do it like turkeys. Let's get in here in the middle and just listen.
Yeah, you got to
Sure enough, we could hear he's chattering back there in the back corner on the toilet paper aisle.
Oh,
yep. Yes, sir, that Charmin will speak to you. You just got to owl hoop just right to him.
Oh, me. All right, where are we at? What load is this, Lovey?
Mr. Lovey, what we got going on here?
What load is this that y'all just shot? Hold on.
Ball.
Yeah, that's that Tomcat ammo right
here. We're having technical difficulties here. What in the world?
Well, and if you're listening right
never
now,
mind,
to
love
the just smooth sounds of the clicker coming to you by Kenny G, a.k.a. Bobby Sears of the Clipper.
Just holler at us, Lovey. What are you shooting here? That's the Boss's.
That's the number 9, the Boss 18. And
Boss 18.
Yeah, that was the Boss 18. And with that was a 650 choke. And it actually, Mr. Jimmy says that's going to be tighter on the 10-inch than it's going to have a better
right
count on the 10-inch circle than what the 655 was.
Yeah, uh-huh. This one's gone way over. We've averaged 180 both times, and I'm already at 203, and I've got
a handful left.
Yeah.
And that's still pretty good and wide out in the 20-inch circle. I mean,
I just want to see what it'll do at 20, because I know that in the heat of the moment, that I'm gonna be looking up.
You use those 3 inches of thunder. Rolling Thunder, excuse me. Which one? I got to confuse.
Say that again. 3 inches of what?
Oh, yeah. Those 3 inches of thunder mouth calls that Spencer has, I'm telling you, that'll bring him in there on a rope.
Picked it up 40 times.
It did today, because I would say the three turkeys that got shot this morning, if you combined the yardage, it was about 33 steps.
I think you would have had more in foot-long sandwiches from Subway than you had in the distance of all of them got shot today with this crowd.
There's no doubt.
But I got to give it to my guy, the Chasing Spring guys. Now, we set up.
They're killers now.
Oh, I witnessed this, you know. They're sitting there, and I told them a little secret, because my turkeys, you know, I grew up with them. They know me.
Right.
So I said, look here, now I'm gonna just blow a little old owl hoot to them, and I just let them know we're here. You know, see where they at. Soon as Shores the World, you know, just a majestic owl hoot as you've ever heard.
Let's hear it. Do you have a growl at the end of your owl
hoot? Before you go, though, we were standing there, and we'd been talking for a minute, and Trey looks at me and says, hey, what time is it? And I said, oh, it's 7:02. He goes, oh, they're ready.
Oh, it's time.
It's time.
See, I grew up with these turkeys. You know. They know me personally.
Right.
You know, and I said, you guys just come. Let's bring it in a little second.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about to just do the most majestic owl hoot with a little, oh, oh. You know, you got to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit it just perfect. And they said, we're here. I said, all right, we better sit down. It's getting pretty close.
Right here.
I thought they were going to be a little further than they was. So, needless to say, the decoys wanted to be at 20 yards. It was at 9 feet.
That's exactly the way ours were. Bobby said, let's just sit down right here. put the decoys out there. I crawled out there about 10 feet, and he was about maybe 7 after I looked at Bill.
The next sponsor we're looking for is pruning shears, too, because I'm going to tell you, Lovey and Pender can snap twigs and get it on camera best I've ever seen.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something about the two of them.
They look like a machine.
So you talking about how well they were in sync.
Oh, my God.
Have they told you how many nights they've shared a bed? Like, they slept in the same bed for almost all of high school, right?
Hold on.
Can't just blast them like that. Yeah. Now,
come on.
There's probably a lead into that, Spencer. Let's get the lead in.
Yeah, I have a much better explanation for that. It was a twin bed. It was a twin bed.
Right.
Okay, you're in the same twin bed or there's two twin beds?
No, same twin bed.
Yeah. Twins in one bed.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it was real cold in Missouri that winter when y'all were sharing the same covers.
Do y'all do like big spoon, little spoon, or did y'all do like head to like what's
you
the-
name it? We did.
No, it was two spoons turned in like it's just ready.
Nose to this tail, is, tail to this nose.
Is,
every
this
direction
is why Missouri's that. Turkey season is only like 10 days.
I'm gonna tell you, but I gotta give them credit because when a lot of people, no joke, our turkeys are hard to kill in South Georgia. We're so close to Florida. You have a lot of traffic coming up from Florida as well. But I gotta give it to them. Both of them can call good as they can call. It worked perfectly. I was proud of both of them. They have all a little bit of Sears in them, I could tell.
They do.
When Pender went into purring, and then my boy Lovey went to clucking, I said, "Yep."
Papaw Bobby must have visited the Ozarks back in the day.
That don't surprise me none. Well, no, he had a blossoming wrestling career at one time. I don't know if you know
really?
About this.
Not wrestling, but wrestling.
Oh no, with an A. This is wrestling. This is not wrestling. He was the Wolverine, folks, if you didn't know.
The Wolverine?
Google it, just so you
know.
Oh,
going to have to get the old phone
the
out.
Light heavyweight champion from Hazelhurst, Georgia. I'm telling you, the Wolverine. Hey, I'm going to tell you, they couldn't nobody in 12 counties whip him in the ring.
All right, so where are we at here on the
– Mr. Bobby just got done counting, and in the 10-inch circle is 222.
All right.
It picked up 42 extra pellets.
410 in a 20-inch circle.
Yeah, because it was averaging about 180, and now it's at 222. And
tighten it up will do that. Why are you giggling?
They'll be here.
Oh, yeah, that was it right there. Yeah, 655.
It looks like Christmas morning around here. We got brown paper.
There's paper everywhere.
Wrapping everywhere.
This is Jeb's Meat Market. You can beat our meat, but not our prices.
Oh, bloom.
Sit up, bone.
Gonna be here all day,
folks. Yes,
hey, Spence can tell a mean dad joke.
I would have never guessed that by looking at him. I thought you was going fishing by looking at your. I know they can't see you. I didn't know if you was catching mahi-mahi or. I'm telling you.
Lord, this is 40 degrees warmer than it's been in seven
months,
like and it ain't raining. It's rained 3 inches at home in the last 46 hours.
You look good in that extra small.
Thank you.
I ain't going to lie to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You have this turkey season has got you trim and fighting shape.
Mr. Bobby's done clicking, so I'm going to pass the headset. That way you can get some actual right. good.
Hold what on. You know what? I'm going to pass it on to Pender, and I'll bring this. And I'd really like Mr. Jimmy to get in here. Come here, Mr. Jimmy.
Yeah, I would like for Mr. Jimmy to get in. Give Mr. Jimmy the
Bobby.
Headphones, and I'll ask him some questions.
Come here, Popcorn, wash him. We got to get him in here. Now, Mr. Jimmy.
Come on, Mr. Jimmy. I got some questions for you.
No, well, you
we got to
have
them.
The headset on. They can't see you. In the, this is... we're going to have an interpreter.
Put him up here on this.
Yes.
Tell him sit up here, Mr. Bobby.
Jimbo, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Right,
he's
gonna,
got his on. Come on, for real. He's muting it. Come
we're
going
to pause it for just 1 second. So
we're
going
to take a pause for the calls.
And yes, now, sir. This commercial break brought to you by Hormel Chili.
Any other sponsors we got here?
He has left the building.
Y'all just missed a dandy joke.
Run home. Run home.
No,
yeah, he's been waiting on that too, Pender. He said, "Here it is. I can feel it building. The Hormel chili set me up."
No lie, I'm leaving the house yesterday, and my oldest, Maddie, she's 14. And she says, you know, they're on quarantine, lockdown, whatever, out of school. And she says, Daddy, can I listen to the podcast? And I was like, nah, it may be the first episode or two that y'all are on. But
yes.
I said, sometimes it's going to be a little edgy.
Well, it's real. You know, sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
There might be a PG-13 snuck in there every now and then. You know, but that's just.
Right.
Uh-oh, he is back, folks.
Here, Mr. Jimmy, I got you all queued up on this here microphone. Here, right here.
Come on, Mr. Jimmy. This is no joke.
If y'all haven't met Mr. Jimmy.
He went and combed his hair, if anybody
Yes, he did. He had to go comb his hair for the podcast.
He sure did. I love it.
But if they could see you, though, Jimmy, you're looking rather nice.
Put the speaker on there, Mr. Jimmy. Give us a check. All right. So, as I understand it, Mr. Bobby described you as the brains. Does that mean he's the beauty or the bronze? What's the... Jibs is your baby.
Yeah, you tell it.
Yeah, give me the story.
I just need something better to turkey hunt with.
And come up with something.
Yep. That's it. Lord bless me.
And did you tell me today that when you started talking to Mr. Jimmy, that one of the things you was interested in was whether or not it was original and something that you could patent. Is that right?
You know, there's such competition in this field that if it didn't have a substantial difference,
right,
you just feel like everybody else, you know,
just be empty marketing.
And by substantial, he's not meaning 10 or 15, you know, pellets on target, you know, something substantial where it's worth, like you said, it would be.
Well, his interior design is the whole brains behind it.
It was 100% better on everything we tested.
And it really was.
Absolutely.
So
I know that sounds like a lot. All you got to do is double it. You're 100% better.
That's right. So explain to me, all right, I'm not a machinist, and I understand that you are, but explain to me what's going on the inside of a choke tube. Don't give all the secrets away because your competition might be listening. I doubt it, but
they very well could, Spencer.
They might be, but surely
they
got.
If you know this,
surely
they
got better things to do than listen.
Do you know how many
this,
countries this airs in, Spencer? I mean, trying to give our trade secrets to everybody.
I'll hide deep.
Well, Daddy did pay for my college for 10 years, so I am well versed in marketing.
So, for real, Mr. Jimmy, tell me what's going on the inside of it.
I was taught like everybody else. The longer the wad stayed with the shot cut, the shot cut stayed with the shot, the better the pattern. And before I started turkey hunting, I tried to set up a gun, learn how to call and do all that. And I just couldn't get anything to work. It just wasn't nothing working out. And I had a mindset that everybody had so much better stuff. So I started going around to the ranges and watching people set up their guns, watching them and see what they had. And they basically all had the same thing I had, a big issue with pattern and shotguns. So I went back and started an analysis on everything, trying to figure out how to make it better. First thing I noticed was the choke in the bore was so sloppy that it was according to how you tighten it down on to wherever the choke tightened down was pretty much basically where your pattern was.
Meaning that the threading was sloppy?
Right. And when you torqued it down on the right hand thread, every which way it tightened down at on the last turn, it was kicking the choke.
Sounds like
one way or the
plastic
other.
Duck calls going together.
But
might need to bring some duck calls out and get Mr. Jimmy to
a lot of correlation of duck calls and choke tubes. We had the man come up and want a choke tube one time.
Yeah, he thought they were metallic duck calls.
He put it to his mouth fence and he said,
"This ain't got no reeds in here."
I said, "Yes, sir."
That's and we
true.
Was kidding.
I ain't gonna tell him.
I told him these were new stainless steel duck calls.
They don't
will
rust.
Not rust.
You
don't
could
rust.
Just blow them underwater.
Yeah, he blew it. Said. They ain't got no reed in here, man. I said, we just don't give our reed technology out to everybody. You know, that's proprietary.
You tell them it's like one of them Acme dog whistles. That the ducks can hear it, but you can't hear it.
Well, we have got something there. We have really, I think we've got a new market.
They'd like me better at trade shows
Super
if we just blew in there and it didn't make any noise.
Would.
All
yes,
my
we
neighbors.
We are have been beside you at the NWTF, and I've heard every goose, every one that you can think of.
You
think
haven't
heard
many gooses. We don't blow many goose calls in there. Both.
Well, Dylan, sure. I don't know. You know Dylan from Instagram?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He blows them pretty well.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
So you got them where they're centered up, where they screwed together.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. That just straightened it up. Just
that didn't have nothing to do with it, really.
He just wanted to tell you that.
He just wanted to tell you if I couldn't get them straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with our stuff, the prelude. We just wanted to get that in there for analysis reasons.
So anyway, I got to looking at the wads, and I seen every wad was deformed in some way. There was no uniformity to what was happening. You'd have petals broke off, watered up, and this, that, and the other. And I said, it looked like that was a problem with wad cut deflection coming out of the gun and all. And I was thinking in my mind then, I said, well, how, if you could get all that separated inside the tube, get the plastic away from the shot column, the better the pattern would be. Mm-hmm. And I went to thinking about it, and I actually thought on it for a long time. I mean, like a year. And everything I think of, I do patent searches and do research on it and everything. And
can I just pause for a second? Do you know how much more successful I'd be if I thought about anything for a year?
That's what you call putting your heart and soul in it.
Lord have mercy. Okay, I'm good now.
But anyway, when I thought and thought and thought, and everything was just never anything worked out. I never built one. Never once built one until I had it in my mind. When I seen it happen in my mind, then I knowed it would work.
So you were visualizing what was happening as that shot was leaving the barrel.
Actually, I could see when I finally realized how to make it work, I went and built one, and sure enough, it done exactly.
That's the way geniuses think.
It is.
When I think about shooting thinking about, I hope it doesn't get me. I hope it doesn't get me. Oh,
let me tell you what really happened here, though. The Lord said, son, you ain't a good turkey caller. Let me help you out. And he gave me that idea on a Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. I can almost tell you.
It was 8 o'clock on a Thursday.
That's the truth.
It wasn't 8:30.
That was true.
And it was 8 a.m.
I went and drawed. I made a print of it right then and there, and I couldn't build it till Saturday. I could build anything I wanted to on the weekend, but I couldn't build it until Saturday.
Because the machine shop you were using had production going on. I got you.
So anyway, Saturday, I was in there, man. I was hustling, you know. We carried it out and shot it that afternoon, and it was just unbelievable. I was like, and I was satisfied. You know, that's all I wanted was a better turkey choke. And people started talking and coming, wanting to sit shoot, and wanted me to start marketing it, and you know, and everything. And I said, I ain't really interested in all that. You know, I said, I just want a better mousetrap.
Right.
And it finally got to the point that I know Bobby was big in the hunting industry and everything, and he had a lot of hookups, and I come to him with it. And he told me, he said, I got a turkey gun, you know, and he did.
And he did at the time, that's true.
He had the best one I ever seen, because we went that afternoon and shot his gun, his choke, and his shell. And it was like 286 pellets in an 8.5x11 sheet of paper at 40 yards.
Jeez.
He said, if you can beat that, we'll talk about it.
What was that at the time? Was that like a long beard?
Nitro.
Oh,
seven.
A nitro. Oh, that's nitro. Right.
It really was, yeah.
2 7/16 ounce, number 7 nitro.
That was a lot of effort back then.
Right.
280 something pellets.
It was 268, I think it was. And when I looked at the pattern, I was like, oh my God, you know, I said, this is going to be tough to beat. And I only had one choke.
No different dimension size. I mean, it was just kind of like the Lord meant it to be.
What was your first bore?
670.
A 670.
And just so happened, the gun that shot. But anyway, we took his choke out, put my choke in, and shot 342 pellets. And he said, looks like we in business. So anyway, he gave me the gun.
What was it?
It was 1187 Remington.
Super mag.
One of my first ones, and I gave it
to him. I had one of those in Greenleaf, stole
this was in Greenleaf.
When I was about 18.
Yeah.
And it may be your gun. Where would you park that?
Don't put it past us.
I don't.
You don't never frequent the Piggly Wiggly, did you?
No, not down these parts. This was stole out of my mom and daddy's garage.
But anyway, it's to today. It's the only gun that lights a choke that open, you know. Yeah. I mean,
it was just a fluke. I mean, had it been maybe a 650, it wouldn't have shot near as good.
I'll be dang.
It was just amazing.
It's
it?
Just like Jimmy said, the Lord meant it to be, and yeah, everything lined up.
And so the internal design, you took the same design and then changed it to different constrictions?
Carried it over into the high voltage. So same
principle.
Same thing, just a bigger. Everything's divided scale. By 4, multiplied by 4 from entrance to exit diameter. I mean, it's a mathematical equation there.
I was about to say, I ain't got no pen and paper for all this.
You'd have to see it. I mean, it's really simple. It's simple. It's just
it's so simple.
It's angles. It's angles and transitions is all it is, and everything actually worked perfect.
It sounds simple. It's hard for me to believe for something that took a year to think about, and is divisible by 4 times 4 divided.
You got to carry the 2 somewhere.
I'm pretty sure he's a genius.
Well, you got to carry
like,
the 2.
Like they always said, pi r square. Pi r round around here. I don't know about you.
Hey, amen. An invention is the mother of all necessities. So, I mean,
necessity is the mother of all inventions. One way or the other. I know something about necessities and inventions.
Who's on first?
Yeah. An invention is the mother.
I'll be dang.
And somebody's cousin, who?
Well, the reason we got Jeff Stokes is because I got tired of setting. All I had was field birds to hunt. The bird pitch out 65 yards. I'd sit there till 1 o'clock waiting on him to turn his back where I could leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without blowing him out of the field, you know. Now, when he lets down out there at 65, 70 yards, I just kill him, go get him by the heels, and go home.
Folks, disclaimer, don't everybody shoot at 70 yards.
I seen a piece of paper earlier. He shot at 100, and I thought to myself, if I can't see something at 100 yards.
Spencer, do you know how many customer service calls I'm going to get now? Because everybody's gun don't kill turkeys at 100 yards.
Oh, no, they don't. That's what I'm saying. Everybody also can't machine a choke tube that put 300 and some odd pellets out of a stick of metal. I mean...
Yeah, so, and necessity and mother's cousins and all that.
Yeah,
you got to have that.
So, what does JEB stand for?
It's an acronym. It's Jimmy is me, and Egan's my grandson.
He's pointing everybody.
And Bobby.
Right now. If y'all could see this, he's showing everybody.
We were out there building the prototypes on Sunday night about 12 o'clock, and we were all trying to think of the name. And I said, well, JEB, I said, that's Jimmy, Egan, and Bobby, you know, my grandbaby. He was mm-hmm. 2 at the time. That we started this, and we just took the acronym of JEBS. And
a lot of times people call and say, could I speak to Jeb, please?
I say, yes, hold on.
I need Mr. Jeb.
You know what, and then when they do, I forward them right to Cody. I said, yes, here it is. Hold on, I'll pat you right over to Cody.
Well, I seen the way Cody jumped today when that blue truck come by. It's a little backstory. We're sitting around enjoying our coffee because it was only like 8:15. And it didn't seem appropriate to go ahead and have mm-hmm. a beer at 8:50. I mean,
true. Pop-Tart
people
still,
that have a problem start
they just a little
early.
Warm, you know.
Right. So Cody hops up. He comes out on the front porch. We're just enjoying our coffee. He says, you got to come here. Somebody in a blue truck done come past one of the gates.
Sure
man, it
did.
Turned into.
It turned into like a little Indiana Jones adventure. I was pretty proud of. But need to say, it was some folks that were doing some pine straw on the property. But, you know, nothing gets past old Eagle Isle over there.
Telling you.
What? Tell me about that.
They thought it was some work. It was some workers.
This
right?
is the
they
first
was,
time Jimmy's hearing about this. Oh.
My point is the way he hopped up and handled the driver bys.
Oh,
I would not want to get forwarded to him if I had asked for Mr. Jeb. So if you're listening, if you're one of the 100 people that's going to end up listening
all
to this,
37
do not
y'all
call
listen here.
Call and ask for Mr. Jeb.
Yeah, because you'll get Cody Waters. I can give you his LinkedIn and his Facebook
every time,
and his Instagram account if you do need it.
He'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, ladies. He is single and ready to mingle.
Uh-oh. After turkey season.
After turkey season.
Come around
season.
May.
The mullet is getting kind of glorious, if you guys could see
it's
it.
It's a lot of cabbage.
It really is, you know.
I'll be. Well, we're having a great time, and I really appreciate you guys. So I'll say this about you, Mr. Jimmy, and about your choke tube. I found out about you guys through Kevin Beaver and
yep.
Brandon Johnson.
Yes, sir.
At
good friends.
In Oakland. So they live about 7-8 miles from my house.
They're good hunters.
I think they were the first
good hunters.
People that we went to the NWTF that year.
Yep.
And I think they were the first.
They literally said y'all were on a card table.
Oh,
I
swear.
And they walked up and introduced themselves and said y'all gave them a choke tube. And they said, so when I started making calls, Brandon said, look, you need to call these guys. He said, I'm telling you, there's lots of different choke tubes, but he said, I'm telling you, they're doing, I don't know what they're doing different, but they're doing something different, and it shoots better.
Yes, sir.
It does.
We got a United States patent on it. It's the,
and if it wouldn't have been Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm telling
hey,
you.
Hey, that's the,
for
that's
a
the,
fact.
That's the truth. I'd like to run over Trent Thrift trying to get to a fence on a piece of paper. I can remember it plain as day.
What degrees was it, Jimmy?
It was cold.
Did you wear a jacket or a light
lapel? Yeah, I don't have a jacket on.
I'll be well. It's you guys have really come a long way, and it's impressive. It's,
we've been blessed. I'll tell you,
we really have.
I'll tell you, the first year that Jimmy and I were in business, we traveled in my pickup and went to as many shoots as we could find in different ranges, and we made $18,000 in gross sales out of my pickup, like snake oil salesman.
And they had all their tubes in a Plano tackle box that would slide out. They said, here
both
you
sides.
Go. So like they said, look
we
here.
Have people running us down the road like crack rock.
Like. So speaking of those shoots, tell me about those. I've seen on y'all stuff that's like, you know, the multi-time world champ and whatever. And what is that? Explain how that works.
We, in 8 years, we went to the NWTF World Championship turkey shoot. It's sitting on a stool, simulating turkey hunting, freehand.
You're sitting on a stool like a bar stool?
A turkey stool.
Small, short turkey stool, about 6 inches
but you're,
tall.
So you're freehand. You're freehand in the gun.
And in 8 years, we won 12 world records.
13 world championships.
World 12.
He can dreamed
remember,
it up in a year.
He can remember
and it's
what
divisible
day it
by,
was.
12.
I can't remember how many world
it
championships.
It was 12 world championships 13. And 7 world records. Right.
I thought
well, you can remember what day it is. 12 years
we
ago.
Remember we said we glad.
Yep,
remember
it.
We didn't want 13 because thought it might be unlucky.
Oh yeah.
So y'all gave up number 13?
No, we just put more money in.
No, they quit. They quit before we got to 13.
Shoot, left.
They quit. Everybody quit before we got to 13, so it all worked out.
So they don't have this contest anymore.
They got.
No, they literally shut it down.
Shut it down. And it was a great
they
thing.
They didn't win no more. I mean, it wasn't fun to them.
Oh, golly.
We had to beat him to get on the radio. Now look at him. It's getting deep
I'll
in there,
be
boys.
Dang. Hey, man, I wish I was a good enough duck hunter to do that to Arkansas duck season. I wish they'd just be like, well, you know what? Nobody else gets to hunt. Y'all can have it.
Yeah.
That's what they did for y'all.
Pretty much.
So you're sitting on a stool. You're shooting at a target. And then they do this thing, which is a
no,
like counting in the
no,
circle.
It's a 3-inch circle. The most pellets in a 3-inch circle at 40 yards.
That don't touch the line or break the line.
It's got to be
inside
of a 3-inch.
And so, how many can you at what distance?
40.
At 40 yards, how many and no any sights or optics?
Anything you want.
Yeah, you could put in
different
no,
categories. Well, they were. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's you, broadcaster. Go ahead.
That is a. The hunting, all we went for, well, we shot in the open class and all that, 20-gauge ladies, youth.
Open meaning what?
Any and everything.
Okay.
The hunter class
you
is what
like
we.
You custom guns built.
They accrued seats every 2 or 3 months, they'd have a shoot where you could go with your open guns and accrued seats for the semifinals and the final round in the open.
I got you.
But in the hunting division, you had to accrue all your seats on a Friday and a Saturday morning to go into the semifinals Saturday afternoon and the final Saturday afternoon.
When you say accrued your seats, you're talking about like qualified.
You had to win.
It's kind of like a tour. They put on different like.
You had 10 shooters on the line. You had to beat all 10 of those shooters.
I just making sure. I mean, we got people listening that don't understand what analysis is and accrued. I mean. Including
right,
me,
right,
so
right.
Just clarify.
Well, just gathering up just points.
And necessity is invention's third cousin.
Yeah,
right.
Always
that. So in a 3-inch circle.
I think right. I went to school with a girl named Necessity, if I ain't mistaken.
That was sweet and low.
I'd so. Like to know what she invented, but let's save that till later this evening. We
well,
start
she invented
fish.
Inventions. You didn't hear that? That was her mother.
Okay. Well, I mean, All right, so how many pellets you get inside a 3-inch circle?
It varied to start with.
2,000 to 3,000.
It's shot.
Just
well,
on an average day.
It's shot actually evolved along with choke tubes.
Mm-hmm.
One thing got better, and then everybody sort of got in the game mm-hmm. to keep them being left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So heavy shot was the leader forever. What did you wind up with, 40, 50?
The 42 was the thing, and I broke it the first year that Longbeards came out with a 48.
60.
And then I shot a 52, and then I stayed at 54 for a year with the world record. And then my teammate, Cody Waters, that works for us, he beat my record at 60, and that's where it stayed.
This Cody?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Cody's got – how many world championships you got, Cody?
So you're saying this morning
– 14.
Four.
He's got four. I've got three. Jimmy's got
one. I want to just kind of, for our listeners for just a second, I want to kind of bring this home full circle. I was shooting a 12-gauge sitting next to you shooting a pistol in the presence of two world champs at 10 yards this morning. I'm glad y'all didn't tell me that. The pressure would have been on. And I dang near missed as it was.
It don't matter how many championships and how many world records you got, you still can miss.
Well, my goodness.
So you're finally at miss.
Hey, I ain't never said I didn't miss. I ain't
just
missed
a common
it twice.
So were you shooting an optic?
Yes, I was. I shot a scope.
In like fact, the old rifle scopes?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. The first year
the ones
we
that
went.
Hit you right in the eye.
Now, you talking about had to be led by the Lord. We went. Jimmy and I didn't know what to expect. A man who does a lot of writing for a lot of gun manufacturers and ammo. He did a story on us, and he said, I don't want to finish the story. I want you guys to come to the World Championship. Well, we had to look it up. We didn't even know what it was. So we sighted our guns in and practiced and practiced and practiced. It started Friday morning. On Wednesday afternoon, my scope broke, the crosshairs. Well,
what did you have, a Walmart Tasco special?
No, we had a
Walmart.
Was it?
Well, I mean, like a Target Redfield.
This one was actually a turkey, a Nikon turkey scope. Remember?
We did have turkey
That's
scopes.
What, yeah.
And then they tore
and
up.
Then it broke. So
then we went to Walmart.
We live in such a small town, there's nowhere to get one that quickly. So we did go to Walmart and bought a 3x9, whatever, and put it on there. Well, the only
in the clamshell. I mean,
yeah,
sealed and everything.
Exactly.
The ones you put on your BB guns.
$99.
So Jimmy and I loaded up the next morning.
Long and slender ones.
We put on our camo. We've got a tackle box that's got cleaning supplies, a ramrod, and we've got one shotgun and one choke tube. We didn't even think far enough ahead. We might mess up and need another choke tube.
Or another shotgun.
We pull up in 2011, it was going pretty strong then. They were probably 200 people there and 50 competitors.
Oh, yeah, they had shooting shirts.
They had
tents that with their names on it.
Big spot and scopes optics,
yes,
so
Lord.
You could count the pellets
without having to
walk down there. And
yeah,
everybody knew.
Y'all didn't even have Loctite in
here. We looked just like this. We had on our hunting camo.
We didn't have closed-toed shoes.
Jimmy had on
like
snake
that.
Boots.
When I got there.
The same pair of snake boots he had when he thought of Jeff's jokes.
When we got there, I opened the door.
On Wednesday.
I opened the door to get out. My foot kept. I'd get almost to the pavement, and I'd pick my foot up. I told him, I said, we're in the wrong place. I said, we need to go.
Yeah, because they had pavement.
But anyway, Mr. Clark Bush, he said, where else would be the best place to test your product out, you know, in front of the best?
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby sat down in front of, he had world champions like you talked about on both sides, them all the way down, one end to the other, and he sat right in the middle
from
of
everywhere.
So
China,
when you talk about shooting teams, like are we talking about the gun manufacturers had teams or the
shells?
It's open to the public, but your biggest draw is for your choke tube companies and your ammo.
It's a marketing.
And your ammo manufacturers.
Because when you go to NWTF, they'll say new world record holder, new world champion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. And we went in as we went there strictly as a hunting, in the hunting aspect of it. That way, when we got there, we had to accrued our seats right then and there.
We had the same exact thing you can buy from us today.
Just a
hunting gun with a choke.
Had to be a stock shotgun.
Nothing
choke
system,
choked
up,
in it.
Anything.
And some flip
But
We did have that Walmart scope, and I shot 40 rounds before the world championship ended, and there was a pop knot on my head.
Yeah, he
looked like a top flight Titleist golf ball.
He had a knot that big, he could hang his hat on it.
It hit my head every single, because there's no eye relief on a rifle scope compared to a shotgun scope.
That's right.
And actually, the man from True Glow walks up and he said, "Son, I want to tell you, that's a fine job of shooting as I ever seen." Asked me to do three different things. He said, "But can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you normally get hit in the face like that?" I said, "No, sir." And I told him the thing. He said, "Son, for God's sakes, here's my card.
Scoot that
at True Glow. He said, "Call me next week. Let me send you a scope."
We're still waiting on those scopes, too, if anybody wants to know.
Yeah, if anybody wants to
step
up and take the sponsorship.
That first year. I mean, man, they were the first year there, and Bobby, he just won seat after seat after seat. He got into semifinals. He won semifinals. He got into the final rounds. And I mean, man, everybody there was cheering for Jeff.
And didn't even know us. Wouldn't even speak to us to start with, because we didn't.
I mean, everybody.
It did look like the Clampets have come to town.
I will say that.
Everybody else had like the same. The whole team had a shooting shirt with a name on it. You know, all the sponsors. And we literally had shorts and shoes on. And we was proud to have Costa sunglasses at the time. You know, just saved our money up for them. We get our new sunglasses, you know.
He done a fantastic job. I mean, it was. Everybody was cheering for us at the end. I mean, they was like
kind of like Rocky.
Yeah, it was.
Rocky. And I looked like
he looked like him too. Yeah. His eye was black for two weeks.
How did you find Cody? We adopted him.
Cody, I had heard about Cody through. He shot 4-H and was an unbelievable 4-H BB gun shot.
Really?
So I called his dad and I said, "I need somebody to shoot in the younger." We started off in the younger part.
BBs only have one shot. Spencer. It's a real. You know, instead of counting thousands, just one.
Okay.
Red Riders, anything you need.
So we got Cody out here, and we did some shooting, and we saw real quick he was an asset. And like I said, he ended up winning four of our world championships and holds the 12-gauge and the 20 world record, little rascal.
I'll be dang. In a 3-inch circle.
In a 3-inch circle.
What is the record?
60 in the 12 and
35 in 20-gauge and 60.
What years was that? What year did you win the 20 gauge?
You did it three because I beat you the last year. So
he had to throw that in there.
Yeah, just in the 12 gauge. Well, he come in and took my world record.
Well, what I was getting at, I was building up here too. I mean, this was before anybody was shooting turkeys with a 20 gauge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
This like 13, 12, 13?
No, I broke it in 14, so he had to start in 15, 16, 17.
Okay. So people were dabbling, but it wasn't the craze.
No.
It wasn't.
I won it in 17 because y'all was all over asleep. I walked by and said, "I just won the world championship." Y'all just sat there.
About time, they probably was thinking.
He said, "What did he say? What did he say?" He said he just won the world championship.
It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
we shot. We went there. We had to leave the first day. Now we put it on them that Friday. I'm talking about, and they
asked us what we wanted to do.
Yeah, they canceled it, and because of the hurricane that went through South Carolina, man, it destroyed.
This was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they asked us. They said, "As it stands right now, y'all won every class.
Every.
What do y'all want to do?" And we could have said, "Well, it's over today," but we didn't. And then we went back and shot it off when everybody could come
back.
Back
in December and shot. And
won't ever make that mistake.
It was so cold.
Well, they don't do it no more.
They quit. NWTF quit.
Was that at the headquarters?
At Edgefield.
Edgefield.
I'll be dang.
Beautiful place.
That's a wild
$4 million complex.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place.
Well, they got another place now. It's in Edgefield too, the shooting center.
The shooting complex.
It's unbelievable. If you ain't never been, you should.
Fort and Clay Range, you know.
I've been through there, but it was probably 2002. They didn't have the shooting complex. I don't believe then.
Yeah, they were built. They
built it in 15 or something.
Yeah. They started on 15. Last time we shot, they had it finished over there. Mm-hmm. Well, over there.
That's wild. That's a really neat story. I enjoyed talking to you while we were grocery shopping today. It's really neat. I mean, y'all are in a relatively poor part of the country, very rural.
No, it's true.
And your daddy was just saying, you know, it gives him a lot of pride to know that y'all built a business to care for not only, you know, his family, but Trey's family and your grandkids.
My family.
His family works with us, his son, and they're working too.
And my daughter-in-law.
And I mean, we bumped into, I don't know, half a dozen people that work for you guys in one capacity or another, and they all, you know, I guess I'm pointing that out just because in today's world, you know, there's a lot being done about our freedoms, and the American dream is still alive
and well. Yes, sir.
And I love that about y'all. I mean, you walk in the door and there's a big American flag on the wall, and then in Trey's office, and I mean, it's, you know, we're very fortunate to live in the kind of environment that we live in. I mean, it's not perfect right now, for sure.
We got a flag that flew in Afghanistan.
We do some stuff for the Wounded Warriors, and they sent us one from Afghanistan.
Man, that's cool.
That meant more than anything in the world right there.
Right where?
More than anything in the world.
Right there, though.
Right there.
That's it.
I tell you what, boy, you got to be on your toes around the track.
Every time.
He ain't letting anything through.
Well, it's kind of turning into NPR radio over here. I think all our podcast people.
I was trying to just wrap her up on a positive note.
Okay,
it didn't wear.
Pat broke off. Signing off here. NPR radio.
Oh, me. All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to wrap us up because we got a few more guns we got to shoot, and we need to kind of.
And we're pretty sure y'all have had enough time to drive from Georgia to Mississippi by the time this is over with.
That's exactly right. Well, I just want to say thank you very much for listening. This has been episode 7 of the Rolling Thunder Podcast. And again, we're here in Hazelhurst, Georgia at the Jebs facility. We're going to do a little fish fry tonight. We got some more friends coming, and we may very well do another one. I don't know, but we appreciate you guys. And
we got enough brim for everybody.
We got it. What you said.
Well, that's called comedy, nope. Spencer. You got to learn how that goes.
We got to get Trey one in the morning. We got to get Miss Cindy one in the morning.
And Lovey. Me and Lovey. Me and the Chasing Spring guys is heading out again in the morning. And Lovey's going to try to make that action happen.
Good. Well, do us a favor. Follow Jebs on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Tinder, Bumble,
Tinder,
Grindr,
for sure.
TikTok, whatever you can find us on.
That's right. And
if you haven't looked, Mr. Jimmy puts out really funny TikTok videos.
Golly, we could make Mr. Jimmy go viral.
He's a star.
On TikTok.
I'm telling you, just him with no shirt and his suspenders on.
Do you really wear that outfit every day?
Every day of his life. Church,
to work.
Funerals, everywhere.
Yes, you do. Don't you lie.
Don't you lie.
I've got to bring Tripp down here. That's what Tripp goes to school looking like.
Mama doesn't
let him wear them suspenders, but if Tripp saw that there was a
this is
well-established, successful older gentleman that went to work every day in snake boots.
He goes to the beach like that.
Spencer, I'll tell you this. And I know you want to wrap it up, but I will tell you this about Mr. Jimmy. When we went to the World Championship, we went and I said, we better get us a pair of blue jeans. I said, we might not. I said, we'll wear our hunting top. So we went out there and got some blue jeans, and he was a lot skinnier back then. And we had to go in the young men's sections to get him a belt. Yeah. It wasn't much bigger than a dog collar.
Tell him about my suitcase.
I fitn't say that. And so I packed my suitcase that night, and I picked him up the next morning in the truck. He come out with the boot box that he bought a pair of boots in. I said, where's your suitcase? He said, this is it, my suit box.
Yeah.
He had his clothes in it.
3 weeks of clothes. He was so skinny in one dinner
box. Just show you how the good Lord works out. The first two rounds
I've
I won,
had that problem.
You could pick out a prize from the NWTF. I got him a whole set of luggage the first time.
Sure did.
Swear to God.
I carried everything on in the back of a pickup.
Look, I want you to look right here. What's that say? Read that message.
Hey, that's a
your
sale,
your video
baby.
On Instagram sold me. Just bought two Jebs choke tubes.
Business
on the
is
internet.
Alive and well. That's why I tell everybody Jebs may not cure corona, but it'll cure the bird flu. I can promise you.
Tell you what, if we kill another one in the morning and have a few more shots of wild turkey 101, we could go ahead and sanitize the
I'm going to be inoculated, anesthetized, and everything.
Anesthetized, yeah.
All right, we got
to euthanized.
We got to wrap this one up. Thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.